Traveling back through the park on my bicycle. A beautiful Friday afternoon. It's turned into a gorgeous day. Passing a sea of buttercups and daisies on my left and a wee burn in the shrubbery to my right. And it's our hometown of Bathgate. It's our hometown's annual gala day, as we call it. Other places call it an annual fair or whatever, but here we call it the gala day. And the park's all set up from last weekend, the Highland Games. Basically, there's some things have changed, but the layout's not changed much. Some of the marquees have just stayed where they were and just been converted into, well, I suppose the beer tent stayed and hasn't been converted into anything except more beer. But the shows are in. They started coming in as usual on the Sunday afternoon following the Highland Games on a Saturday. The first couple of shows come in, fairground shows. That's the norm. And then it just builds up through the week till today. But on Wednesday they have basically it's what they call the cheap night, and that's basically once the shows are all set up, they only used to charge £1 ago. It may be slightly more, and maybe a couple of pounds ago pro rata. And it's basically to test out the rides to make sure everything's working well, so they give the rides a lot cheaper. Wednesday night wasn't too bad weather wise, so I think they did okay. Thursday wasn't very nice. Friday's another busy day for them, but Friday was virtually wiped out. I'm not sure how many people attended the fairground yesterday. It was such an absolutely dismal, dire day. And today, it's picked up. It's gorgeous now. The shows will be booming shortly, I think. They kick off about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that's the licence, says they can't kick off till 4. And they will boom till 10 o'clock tonight. And then, weather permitting for them, they'll boom tomorrow from now. They used to licence us that when the school sports were on the same day as the gala day, the Saturday, they were held in the park I'm looking at here just now, then the shows weren't allowed to start up until the vast majority of the sports were finished. The shows weren't allowed to start up. It was so the kids weren't tempted away from the sports, from watching the sports, and the adults, of course. But that's all changed now, because now the sports are held midweek. I think it's a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night, weather permitting. And so that's when the actual sporting event goes on. And really, today, there's just some special field events, special things goes on. And the presentations are held today, of course. So the shows are now allowed to start, I think, I may be wrong, but I think it's about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well after the parade, which goes right through the town. Now, our parade is usually pretty good, to be honest with you. Loads of bands, all types, some from Switzerland, you know, these ones with the multiple bells, you know. If the weather's good, it's an absolutely glorious parade. And we have our Robert the Bruce on his mounted steed, that's a tradition, and Princess Marjorie. Now that goes back in history to Princess Marjorie. I can't remember the actual historical part about that now, it just went completely out of my head. But we have a town on the steep hills, a street on the steep hillside, which runs sort of around the hill. It's called Marjorie Banks Street, and it was named after Princess Marjorie. And so, I feel ashamed now that I can't tell you the history, the true history of Princess Marjorie and why she rides with Robert the Bruce. Well, she doesn't now, actually. Robert the Bruce goes on his horse. The champion is picked every year. And Princess Marjorie, by tradition, sits up on the rear end, as it were, of a beautiful big convertible car. And if it's raining, she sits inside with the hood down. So hopefully Princess Marjorie will be adorning the rear of the big convertible limo or whatever they've got for her this year, resplendent in sunshine, and Robert the Bruce will be on his lovely big grey. I think by tradition it has to be a grey. Yes, it does. And in actual, a friend of mine's has been Robert the Bruce several times over the years. He's now well into his 50s. He doesn't do it anymore, but he's a hairdresser. Jerry Erskine. Jerry is a lovely big guy. Big, lovely big man. And so, where am I going from here? Yes. Ashamed of not being able to tell you the whole history of Princess Marjorie. And by tradition as well, the set of arches are built somewhere in the town. It can be a different bit every year. And it's a triple arch, with a large arch with two side arches mounted to, so it's a three in one. And you can look back the history, and the Benny Museum in our town in Bathgate has historical photographs. In fact, most of the old people will probably have a photograph of the arches and the builders of the arches way back in their house. I remember my mum and dad having one. My dad was actually a participant in building them for over many years with many of the miners. It was additionally that the miners would build them. And if you looked at a photograph, you would probably see the arches and about 50 to 100 miners all gathered round in their old togs and their bonnets, smiling for the camera in black and white. It was a great tradition. And I see the arches are now up at the top of the precinct, which used to be George Street. It's now called the precinct. It's not George Street, but it's a precinct now. And I see the arches have been built there this morning as I come up from the chapel, the church at that funeral. You actually face that, and the arches were there looking great. And it looks like they've just have to stick the little flowers in them now. You know how they make them up with paper mache and wire ties. Well, so that's that. Yes, everyone looks geared up, and there seems to be an excitement in the air again as per the Highland Games of good weather, hopefully. God willing, they will have a glorious day like this afternoon for the gala day. I really do hope so, because those little children, especially little girls in their fairy frocks and dresses, and on the back of the decorated lorries, there's always awards for that, prizes. And they're sitting up there, and I have seen them sitting up there frozen stiff, even wet, with little capes on themselves, shivering their bones off. And it's a damn shame. And I really hope and pray that tomorrow they'll be waving with big smiles on their faces, because it's a nice day. So the gala day approaches, and another tradition of the gala day is a very large firework display in the evening, late in the evening. I think it's usually about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, following a torchlight procession through the town. Used to do it when the kids were there and were young, but haven't done that since they grew up and left the nest, flew the nest. But it's a lovely thing to see again on a nice night. And the firework display used to be held in another park, which just basically adjoins our house, which is quiet for 98.9% of the time during the week. And they used to set the big firework display in there, so we could stand at the back door and virtually look over to the park and see the big display going on, the crowds that had to pay to get in to see. We could see it for nothing. But if I remember right, last year they held it in, I don't know where they held it last year. Maybe they did hold it in the park and we weren't there. Can't remember now. Anyway, as I sit here atop my Galloway steed in its charcoal black anodised livery with red and grey decals, my Galloway steed on the old wooden bridge, being burnt by the sun, to be honest with you. It's so warm, it's chalk and cheese from yesterday, it's hard to believe. And it's great, I'm kind of not willing to go home too quick, but I have a bag full of messages that and one from Iceland, which will probably be defrosted already by the time I get home. So I better shoot back with that. So, okay, I have to dismount to stop this boo. It went back into my holster. But it's lovely here. Hi.
Good afternoon, eh?
Ah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Another biker. So, I'll leave you with the trickles off the burn. This is the wee burn, the tiny burn that joins the other burn. Masses of cabbage whites down on the reed beds here. Looks like they're, yes, I think they're up to no good with each other. The dragonfly, first one this year. Nature's helicopter. Oh. Have to go.